Today is the 18th of December. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful cold morning. So I am back in the UK and it is freezing. I came home yesterday to my beautiful family whom I missed so much. Is that the right English? Anyway, I miss them a lot. And it is nice to be back back home with them and laughing and joking with them and, you know, just creating memories with family. And that is so important to me. But I'm back refreshed, regenerated and ready to hit the rest of the year and the rest of next year with a bang. And so with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Luke 1:68-70, family, and it says this. Zechariah said, "Praise be to the Lord God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago." I say, Father, we thank you. Thank you that you kept your promises. We know we don't have to worry that you will keep your word to us. Your love, character, and kindness guarantee that you will. So please help us to be more faithful to you as we seek to honor our commitments and pledges to you. We know this is important to you, and not only because we need to learn obedience, but we also need to develop a character more consistent with your own. Thank you for hearing our heart. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Yeah, oh Lord. Yeah. Restore. The joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And so I want you to pray this prayer for the rest of the year. Lord, cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Oh Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Heaven. Good morning. Have your way. We usher you into our midst right now. At whatever time of day you are listening to this, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Father, we ask you to have your way. Manda rabasi kiti busha kata, yikiti ribu shanda rabasi ndiri busha kata, yikiti diri shanda rabasi ndiri diri shukuturu busha kata, miketi ribu shanda rabasi ndiri busha kata rabasi ndiri diri diri diri. Oh, yeah. And take not thy Holy Spirit, don't take it from me, oh, oh. Lord, I need you to restore to me the joy of thy salvation.
Yeah.
And when you arise, Spirit within me. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus, ye kete bushandara basinde. Makata raba baba 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 basikete le bushandara baba basikete le bushanda. Minkete le shandara basikete le busha. Mandara basikete le bushandara baba basikete. Ye kete le bushandara baba 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 basikete le bushanda.
The Bible says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Acts 16:25. John 4:24 says, God is spirit and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth. Father, we honor you on this day. We have no words to describe. There are no words to describe just how good you've been to us. Just how faithful you are. And you're such a perfect example of what our lives should be. Father, we use this opportunity to honor you. We use this opportunity to glorify you and welcome you into our presence. You know, there are times where I'm speechless and I have no words to say other than, God, who am I that you are mindful of me? Despite my flaws, despite my failings, he still stretches out his arm to give me a massive hug. He still loves me. He still cares for me. His grace is still sufficient for me, and there are no strings attached to our relationship. There are no conditions. There are no sign here on the dotted line. I believe in a God of miracles, signs and wonders, yes. But I also believe in a compassionate God. I also believe in a loving God. I also believe in a faithful God and an honorable God and a God who sees me for me and loves me for me. I believe in a God who understands who I am and understands my needs. I believe in a God who understands that I am not perfect, but still wants to have a relationship with me anyway. I believe in a God that finds me cool. I believe in a God that wants me to be his daughter. I believe in a God who wants the best for me. I believe in a God who knew my name before I was even born. I believe in a God who understands my journey and understands my purpose and guides me and protects me every step of the way. I believe in a God of protection. I believe in a God of strength. I believe in a God of prosperity. I believe in a God who heals. I believe in a God who just wants a relationship. I breathe and I sigh because I'm just reflecting on him. My eyes are literally wide open as I'm doing this, and I'm looking at everything in my home, and I'm looking at the pictures of my husband and my daughter, and I cannot help but smile and reflect on the fact that he didn't have to do it, but he did. And you know, sometimes we really use this phrase a lot. You know, if you did nothing else for me, I would still worship and I would still praise you. But really and truly, deep down, how many of us truly believe that statement? If you did nothing else, if he did nothing else, would you still worship him? Would you still praise him? Would you still adore him? Would you still dote on him? I don't think a lot of us would. A lot of us are me. But I can honestly sit here and say to you, if God does nothing else for me, if he does nothing else for me, if he does nothing else, I will still do heart of worship every day. I would still worship him every day. I would still take out time to pray and talk to him. I would still fast. I would still read his word, because I want to get to know him. And I want to get to know him as my brother, as my friend, as my king. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Psalms 103, verse 1. This is not how I'd planned the session to go in my head. It's not how I'd planned the session to go in my notes, but when you're just in awe of God, you just let God do what he needs to do. And so I'm going to give you the next minute or so to just really and truly reflect on him. The next time you hear my voice will be our closing prayer. I want you to take this time and reflect on how good God has been to you. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask you to pour out your spirit like a mighty flood into the hearts of all your people. Those who are called by your name, may our hearts be washed by the water of the word and the purifying light of the Holy Spirit. Cleanse the thoughts, wash the hearts, and purify the minds of those who are part of the church, which is your body. Lord, we pray that you would purify the hearts and the minds of all your people, so that our thoughts are ever tuned toward the Lord Jesus. And may we, as individual members and also as a body of believers, learn to seek your will in our lives, so that our prayers are filtered through the light of your will. so that they are tuned into your perfect plans and purposes. May the desire of all believers be to lift your name so that you are honored in the fellowships and local churches in his rightful position as head. And may the Lord Jesus remain the central focus of the intent of our hearts. Father, revive your people. Revive your people as we pray and turn the hearts of your people back to you. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, once again, welcome to the family. We are so blessed to have you, and we appreciate the fact that you took out the time today to listen to Heart of Worship. And so if you are new, or if you are not a new listener and you've never reached out to me before, please reach out to me on Instagram at JCMay and just send me a DM and just let me know that you're listening. I would love to just greet you and just welcome you into the family. And also to let you know, I almost forgot my train of thought for a second, but to let you know, the biggest thing happening here on Heart of Worship is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February, I'm going to say that right, on the 1st of February 2019, we are hosting our first worship service called The Call, and I am extremely excited about this. I am extremely excited about where God is taking this ministry and where God is taking us to in our worship. Next year, we are upping it up a notch. And so this is literally going to catapult us into that, into that new realm of worship that we are all seeking and desiring to go into next year. And so I want to see you guys there as much as possible. There are still tickets available. They are limited. So please go get your tickets if you wish to be there. But with all that said, family, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, I love you so much. Have an amazing day. Stay blessed, stay safe, and remember that he loves you always. Take care. Bye.